Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And lamb sales, the name of the game this week for our sheep farmers, with over 13,500 sold at Leg on Tuesday. Some of the best prices yet seen for North Country Cheviots was the official line from the auctioneers, but some were a bit disappointed that the £2 to £3 a head increase for wedders on last year was just maybe not enough to cover increasing fuel, fertiliser and feed bills. Now, for anyone interested in sport, the hot topic of the moment is Olympics 2012. One of the worries amongst the business community in London is the lack of investment by food businesses in the capital. But one guy who is prepared is Lance Foreman. He runs a Scotch salmon smoking business and he's on the doorstep of the Olympics cashing in on the big event.
We have a smoked salmon business, principally, which was located right in the middle of where they built the Olympic Stadium. And we had about 4 or 5 years of battling to be relocated. And eventually we solved that problem and we found a site directly opposite at the Olympic Stadium. And indeed, we are not only the closest building to the stadium in London, but we are closer to any Olympic stadium ever in living memory. We felt that was quite a privileged and unique situation to be in. So what we've now done is we've created 3 new businesses to try and take advantage of that unique situation.
You've ended up coming up smelling of roses, as it were, or salmon, as the case may be. But just tell us a bit about the smoked salmon business. How long has it been actually going?
Well, the smoked salmon business has been going for 106 years. We are now not only the oldest producer of smoked salmon in the country, but we now claim to be the oldest producer of smoked Scottish salmon in the world. A lot of people think that smoked salmon is an ancient Scottish tradition because, of course, it was always smoked Scottish salmon that had this fantastic reputation. But it was the fish that came from Scotland rather than the actual smoking itself. The smoking all started down in the East End of London, which is where we are now. We're actually trying to make smoked salmon the signature dish of the London Olympics, and why not? It's part of the food heritage of East London. It's a great opportunity to showcase the best of British food. And if that's good for us, well, that'll be great for Scotland because that's where we get all our salmon from. We talked about creating new businesses when we relocated here, and one of those businesses is indeed a restaurant.
And Lance went on to tell me that he's fourth generation in the family business, and his restaurant will be serving genuine smoked Scottish salmon right outside the Olympic Stadium, providing the Scottish salmon industry with a huge boost over the coming 12 months in the run-up to the Olympics. But from me, that's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.